Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
What's going on, y'all? And good morning on this day, Thursday, December 12th. This is your Clap Your Hands Morning Sixers Update, giving you all the Sixers news you need to know, as well as what to keep your eye on for the day. It's your man, James Jackson. Appreciate you starting your day with me once again in your Clap Your Hands Morning Sixers Update. We've had a long layoff of Sixers basketball, right? Haven't played since the weekend, won't play again until tomorrow night. But we got to stay up to date. We got to stay locked in. We got to stay plugged in with the Sixers. That's why you guys joined me this morning. And I take great pride in being able to do that for you guys. So I appreciate that. Make sure you're following me on Twitter and the podcast as well. On Twitter at JimmyJ23 for myself, at Clap Your Hands Pod for the podcast, making sure you're staying locked on there for everything that goes on Twitter between myself, Elliot, and Jack. We're keeping you guys posted. You know how we do with the daily pods. I'll go through the agenda really quick. The schedule, we'll go through some scores around the league, teams that we should keep an eye on if we're Sixers fans. Some injury news and then some general news. It's all practice news that I have for you guys today. Reports that came out of Sixers practice, the first practice since Sunday. I will get into that in just a little bit. But we know the schedule by now. Tomorrow night against the Indiana Pacers, the Sixers return back home to play for their first game in 5 days since Sunday's win at Chicago. But they take on the Indiana Pacers Friday night, 7 p.m. at the Wells Fargo Center. So make sure everybody is locked and loaded, ready to go, whether you're going down to the stadium to catch the game, whether you are just watching it on TV, making sure that we're all ready and prepared for that 7 p.m. tip-off tomorrow night. Let's get to some scores around the league, some teams that we should pay attention to. It was NBA Cup quarterfinal day two for the NBA last night. The Hawks and the Knicks for the Eastern Conference, the Warriors and the Rockets for the Western Conference. That Warriors-Rockets game was a crazy ending if you guys stayed up late enough to watch that game last night. But the game that we were have our eye prepared for. I know the Sixers are eliminated from the NBA Cup and are not in it anymore, but their foes, the Knicks, were in action, and I think we should have been paying attention to it. But once again, the Hawks hit the best of the Knicks, and at this point, it may not be a joke anymore. Trae Young really may be the king of Broadway. Like, he really may be the Joker, the king of New York. The villain of New York, I should say, because he was wreaking havoc for the Hawks last night. Wasn't even the leading scorer for the Hawks. DeAndre Hunter was the leading scorer for the Hawks. Had a really good game for them. He had 24 points, had one rebound, no assists, but filled in the stat sheet with 24 points. Trae Young had 22 points, 11 assists, 5 rebounds. Jalen Johnson, 21 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists. The story really was young Dyson Daniels, the great barrier thief, once again locking up Jalen Brunson. In the stat sheet, 9 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks. but really was just all over Jalen Brunson, not letting him get going or breathe really at all. JB ended 14 points, 8 assists, 4 rebounds on the night. Cat 19-19 with 5 assists. So still a good game, maybe not points-wise, but Cat making his presence felt, but it was not enough. The Atlanta Hawks eliminate the Knicks to move to Vegas to go to the semifinal matchup. They will play the Milwaukee Bucks in Vegas. As on the Western Conference side, the Rockets will play the Oklahoma City Thunder in the semifinal of the NBA Cup. But once again, the Knicks can't figure out the Hawks. The Hawks move on, and you know, good for Trae Young and everyone. We'll see if the Hawks can be the Pacers of last year, go get themselves an NBA Cup championship in the beginning of the season. So good on the Hawks. We will move on. It is now time to go over some injuries, and there really is no injury news to go over. Nothing has arisen from practice. Sixers had their first practice, like I said, in a couple days yesterday, and nothing came out of it. Really, the biggest thing that came out of it was good news, and that's great to hear. We heard that Joel Embiid was a full participant in practice from start to finish. That is what head coach Nick Nurse said. He said he ran through all the drills. He logged as many minutes as everybody else did, as much as he could, and he looked good. He came out of practice and was moving well. He said the knee felt fine after practice. There were no limitations, and to be honest, that's the best small piece of good news I think the Sixers have had in a long time, that we can stack good days. Like, when's the last time the Sixers have been able to stack good days, right? That we have a win, and then the next piece of news after that isn't a setback, right? Isn't a step back off of something. We've actually been able to enjoy the win, enjoy the days after, and not have to have, you know, the win, you know, get put in ourselves and kind of halt our production and halt our progress. So it was just really good to hear that come out of Sixers practice. And then a little bit more news came out of Sixers practice. Those are the things that I want to kind of focus on when we talk about news today. I just want to talk about the practice reports that we got just to round out this daily Sixers pod that we have today. A very short one. One, you know, the continued good signs and health from both Embiid and Paul George, right? I read a lot of reports out of Sixers practice today, and I didn't get really any that, you know, any noteworthy pieces from Paul George either, which I don't think we're out of the clear with this Paul George knee or situation yet, right? I think his situation could be something that I don't want to be pessimistic, I don't want to be paranoid, but that could flare up as well. Right, that he could, you know, wake up and the knee not feel right. He could go through practice and the knee not feel right. So the fact that we didn't get any of those reports, the fact that Paul George's name wasn't even really, you know, mentioned in any of these sort of ways coming out of Sixers practice, I thought was one of the best signs. I thought that was a great sign as well. So it seems that both Paul George and Embiid are continuing to feel good after that game. You know, haven't woken up with any extra swelling, haven't woken up with any extra discomfort, at least in these, you know, initial days, and have been able to go. And now that we, you know, go into Thursday, hopefully it's the same thing. And Friday we have no hiccups and we're ready to play. So I like that. Another thing that came out of Sixers practice and kind of reports, right, are the Nick Nurse kind of saying that to expect some tinkering and some experimentation, I should say, with the lineups, especially in the second half. He said that starting lineup probably isn't going to change, especially when it's fully healthy. And I don't think it should. I think we have a kind of – he's figured out who he wants in that main rotation when everybody's healthy. But he did say coming out of halftime and especially in that second half, he's going to, you know, get real creative with these lineups. He said, especially because the Sixers haven't really been able to figure out themselves in a solid rotation in the second half. He said that second half seems to, you know, sometimes need a little bit of energy boost, seems to need a little bit of boost of production on the floor. And I think if you've watched the Sixers this season, I think you can very much agree with what Nick Nurse is saying. In the latter part of games, there seems to hit a little bit of a wall. We seem to be a little bit stagnant going through games, either trying to finish or get back into ball games. And I think, you know, playing with the lineup a little bit, you know, inserting someone that can, you know, bring a little bit of spark or a little bit of fire, I think is good. So I think it's something that we shouldn't be surprised to see. Actually, if we were continuing to see the Sixers kind of sputter and spin their wheels in the second half and Nick Nurse didn't adequately address it like this, then I do think I think there'd be more cause for concern, right? I think there'd be more kind of, you know, reason to question Nick Nurse or to look at Nick Nurse and ask, what are you doing? Why are you not, you know, doing everything that you can to help this situation? So I'm okay with it. I'm in agreement with it, and I'm looking forward to seeing starting tomorrow night how that really changes and what that looks like in the second half. And then the last thing, last report that came out of Sixers practice, right? It wasn't really a concrete report. This is no one's real words, no beat reporter's real words, right? But we're just looking at Eric Gordon, and we're looking at the production or lack thereof that we're seeing from the Sixers free agent acquisition. Someone who was supposed to help in the three-point shooting, supposed to help in the veteran presence, supposed to help in the depth of this team, and hasn't really been doing so. A couple people got asked about, especially, you know, Nick Nurse got asked about it, players, people got asked about, you know, Eric Gordon and where he fits, and people still see the confidence in him. People still say that they expect Eric Gordon to be someone who will help and produce on this team, that, you know, that they don't see, you know, his kind of struggles early in the season as something that they expect to stick around, as something that they expect to see him taken out of the rotation for extended periods of time. So, you know, it's not like I have the greatest confidence in Eric Gordon, but I have seen Eric Gordon be a very viable piece in a lot of rotations on a lot of teams around the league. In my preseason daily pods, I talked a lot about how I expected Eric Gordon to be a good piece and a viable piece on this team. We haven't really seen it so far, but I'm not going to say I've lost complete faith, right? I think we're coming into a space where Eric Gordon isn't being seen as, you know, a very critical piece on this team. Someone who, if they don't produce, the Sixers won't go. But someone that if they do produce is an extra perk and cherry on top of what could be a good team and a team that contends at the end of the day. So hopefully we get that from EG. Hopefully he turns it around. But those were the biggest reports that I read and I got out of Sixers practice, the Sixers first practice since Sunday's win was yesterday, Wednesday. So just giving you all the news and notes, my ears are to the streets, and bringing you all of what I've seen and heard from Sixers practice. But another quick daily pod for you guys this morning. I will be back tomorrow morning to preview that matchup with the Indiana Pacers. But until then, I will see everybody in 24 hours.